It's REO Speedwagon, Keep On Loving You Mix, 99.5 WJBR, your mix from the 80s to now. And I was looking at Reddit, and I saw this thread. I thought it was interesting. It's, what is a food combination that sounds disgusting, but it's actually delicious? They had some great answers on there. I think this is actually sounds really good. Balsamic vinegar and vanilla ice cream.
It's not bad.
One that I would never go with, two that I would never go with, apple pie and sharp cheddar cheese. Ew.
Mm.
And peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. Ooh. Ooh.
Man, I have a phobia against peanut butter already.
I know. That's.
And I love pickles, so.
Yeah, I do too. I love them both.
I just don't like that combination.
Not together.
So what's one you stumbled on, you said?
Okay, so I take a bagel, an everything bagel.
Okay.
I put butter on it, my special vegan butter. And then I take an avocado. I spread avocado on it. Then I put salt and cayenne pepper, and then I have this, like, fake bacon. It's tempeh, smoked-flavored tempeh. I put that on it, and then a tomato. So just to reiterate, it's an everything bagel with butter, avocado, salt, cayenne pepper, a tomato, and fake bacon, and it is delectable.
I think fake bacon or real bacon makes everything better.
Yeah, I mean, this, it actually tastes like bacon. It's really good.
So, do you have a weird food combination that you have tried that doesn't sound too appetizing, but is? We'd like to know about it. And then, coming up, too, we'll share some from BuzzFeed that, I don't know, Jesse, this first one, I don't know if I could try, but we'll see what everybody has to say. Let us know. It's on Facebook at 995 WJBR. Or call us and let us know what you've stumbled upon, a weird food combination that doesn't sound appetizing but is delicious.
It's delicious.
302-764-WJBR. 302-764-WJBR. It's a Mix Morning Show with Johnny B and Jesse on Mix 99.5 WJBR, your mix from the 80s to now, and just in time for breakfast.
Mm.
We're talking weird food combinations.
All right, peanut butter and mayonnaise.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise?
Yes, on bread.
It's Oops. Good?
Yes, but it has to be like a honey wheat bread.
Yes.
Oh. That's all I have.
Another long mix of your feel-good thing.
Mix 99.5 WJBR, the American author's Best Day of My Life. Your mix from the 80s to now, the Mix Morning Show. I'm Johnny B. She's Jesse. It's 8:24.
I'm a little queasy.
Yeah. My stomach's rumbling. I don't know what for. We're talking weird food combinations. Let me know if you would try any of these, okay?
Okay.
These were on BuzzFeed.com. Of combinations that people actually say they like. You ready?
Ready.
Cheetos in milk.
No.
Okay.
I hate milk.
All right. Frosted flakes.
Okay.
Okay. And cheese. Melted cheese on top of frosted flakes.
Absolutely not.
Okay. How about melted chocolate on pizza?
No.
No?
The pizza be too greasy. Ugh.
I just don't mess with the institution of pizza.
Yeah.
Unless it's like
if it was a dessert
topic.
Pizza, yeah. Maybe.
All right, here's somebody said that was totally delicious. Oreos dipped in orange juice.
Ew.
That's very acidic.
Ugh. I thought I was disgusting.
All right, if you've tried a weird food combination and you either like it or you didn't like it, let us know. Love to hear from you. 302-764-WJBR. We'll see if we can get Jesse through the rest of this show.
I don't know. I don't feel so good.
It's 8:25. Mix 99.5 WJBR, your mix from the 80s to now with Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes from Dirty Dancing. Time of My Life, it's 8:30. Oh, we're having a ball this morning.
Yeah, so we're asking what food combinations sound disgusting, but they're actually really good. And I'm looking at Facebook. I have so many questions. The latest comment that I see, Cynthia said peanut butter and tomato soup.
Yeah, I can't do anything with peanut butter.
Oh, someone wrote mayonnaise, crunchy peanut butter, and a tomato sandwich.
Sounds like something Elvis Presley would eat when he fried banana sandwiches.
I mean, that actually sounds pretty good. But somebody wrote scrambled eggs with onions and hot dogs mixed in. You lost me at hot dogs. Cottage cheese and apple butter. Okay, that can be good. French fries and ice cream. Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, you dip the French fry in the Frosty, always a good combo. And Michelle wrote something that I thought was kind of interesting. I could see how this would be good. Crumbled Doritos and mayonnaise on a bologna and cheese sandwich.
I might be willing to try that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like kind of like having a sandwich and a snack.
Well,
so.
Ernest came up with something that I've actually eaten. And when I moved to the South, when I lived in Texas for 13 years, I never had grits. And then I fell in love with them. And I've had shrimp and grits.
Yeah, I've seen that on menus before.
Yeah, that is, it's outstanding. And one of the things I do love is mustard. I'm a mustard fan. And Stanley's restaurant, where I go to a lot, they have what they call their original sandwich, which is a ham sandwich. You can get it grilled. And Michael Torpy told me, add honey mustard to it and dip the sandwich in the honey mustard. And it took it to a new level.
So do you like spicy mustard or yellow mustard?
I like a little bit of both.
Okay.
I actually will put mustard on Doritos.
Huh.
And,
wow.
You know, instead of like maybe dipping in a salsa or something like that, I've actually put mustard on Doritos, and I like it. My wife is not a fan of it.
Interesting. You know, my cousin, she gets like a bowl from Chipotle, a burrito bowl, and this is so weird. She puts honey on it.
Yeah, I was looking online, and a lot of people use honey for stuff, and they're big fans of it. I'm not a honey guy.
Yeah, it's... I don't know.
Keep it coming, man, on Facebook at 995WJBR if you want to call us and let us know a weird food combination that, well, maybe didn't sound real appetizing, but you love it and you want to sell us on it. We'd love to know. 302-764-WJBR. Mix 99.5 WJBR, your mix from the 80s to now. That's a great combination. Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson. And Uptown Funk. It's a mixed morning show with Johnny B and Jesse. I just got a text from a friend that said, is Pepto-Bismol sponsoring our show today?
Yeah, good question.
All right. Hi, I was calling about your weird food combination.
Yeah, what you got for us?
So my daughter eats peanut butter and jelly with relish.
With relish?
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with relish.
Oh, my. It's hurting me just thinking of it.
It's gross, but she eats it.
Wow.
I guess whatever it takes.
Well, I guess if you
takes,
can get your daughter to eat anything,
yeah, exactly.
That's good, right?
Yep.
Right.
I let her eat it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Peanut butter and jelly and relish.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
No?
No, I can knock it down with that.
I have that phobia, and it's a real phobia of peanut butter getting stuck to the roof of your mouth.
I have a jar of peanut butter. Look. You can see it right here.
You do.
Yeah, I always bring peanut butter with me to work.
Well, now I'm very scared.
You should be.